see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of the show. And you are welcome here this week. We're starting a new week. A lot more to talk about. Every week seems something in there. Some kind of a incident that's being cropped up or used or whatever. There are people coming to grips with what's happening today, but it's organized. It is organized. That's the part that people can't wrap their mind around. You know, back in the days of Herbert Hoover, and back in the days of when the FBI first started, J. Edgar Hoover, there was talk about the crime being organized. Oh, nonsense. Crime is not organized. You're crazy. Well, yeah, it is organized, and we've discovered that now, all of a sudden. All of a sudden, the past, what, 70, 80 years, it's organized. Subversives, organized crime of all nations. Well, here's the rub on it. The Vatican controls virtually everything, every country. When they want to control a country, the Illuminati uses the Vatican for its religious arm. Rome is the religious side. The Knights Templar is the financial side under the guise of Rothschild Jews. Goes back a long time ago. And the United States, beginning in 1897, actually 1776 was the formation beginning. By 1897, though, the United States was being used as a pit bull dog to go collect debts of wars that the Jesuits started. Well, don't blame me. General Butler, the U.S. Marine Corps, confirms this in his own thesis. He was a three-time Medal of Honor winner, turned one down. Major General Smedley D. Butler said, "War is a racket. All wars are planned and orchestrated before, planned for the winner, already determined by manipulation of the Jesuits and the Illuminati. The winner is already determined. Do you understand what I'm saying here? In every single war before even 1700s, by genetically linked family, plural. These are facts that can be proven. You see, now something's got to be said about that. I'm going to explain that some today and this week. If you don't know the enemy, if you do not understand what's really going on, you'll have no idea what to expect. You'll live in fear and the unknown, and that's exactly what they're trying to do, is cause people to live in fear and in the unknown, because the unknown is what everybody fears. They keep it that way. Then they give you a little bit of information, a little knowledge, to misdirect you using controlled opposition and news and alternative media, TV, novels. I'm going to explain all that today, probably tomorrow too. And show you how they're doing it. Let me ask you a question, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right quick. Like, if I wanted to control a culture, and this is a fact, if I wanted to control a culture, would I achieve more long-lasting results if I could train them 8 hours a day, starting off when they're children, at 5 and 6 and 7 years old, if I can train them starting that young, 8 hours a day, including lunch, 5 days a week, except maybe a holiday, or two, maybe three, or four, maybe, 9 months out of the year, do the math on that. Versus if I could train a group 1 hour, maybe 2 hours a week, that's 4 hours a month, 12 months out of the year, which do you think I get the most results? And this is not a trick question, it's actually true. And if you have to think about it, well, I don't know what to tell you on that one. I would think that if I have that child for 18 years of their life, under my control, 5 days a week, 8 hours per day, that's 40 hours a week. 9 months out of the year, I think I'd pretty much control their lives by the time they're 18 years old, wouldn't you? I'd have them already set, would you not? Versus 1 hour a week. 52 weeks, that's 52 hours a year. That's almost funny in a way, but not really. 1 hour a week is church. That is, if it's taught correctly. Now, if it's not taught correctly, I got your kids 24/7. If I'm the one doing it. If church is being taught wrong and using wrong Bibles and using wrong theology, I've got you 7 days a week. Every week out of the year. Y'all get my point here? And this is actually what's going on. This is the reality. We're trained from first grade to 12th grade about the Illuminati and don't even know it. We're trained by them. We're trained by them. And I got evidence for you, too, that you will not refute. Slam dunk, up in your face, evidence. 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. 59 years later, Georgia N. Guyer said, quote, percentage of Marxist faculty numbers, Marxism, socialism, communism, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities. Roger Kimball said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges, that includes Harvard, MIT, every single one of them, all right, at the highest level, he says, or he indicates, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that's Marxism and humanism, menu at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. And Herbert London, a humanist of New York University, 1987, 57 years after Charles Francis Potter said that, he said, and I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that would take it back to the 1960s, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, indicating Marxism and socialism. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. And last but not least, this heretic, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor of Harvard. This humanist said, and I quote, in 1973, in front of and addressing, with a microphone no less, 2,000 teachers in a conference. Okay, you got the stage? He said, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because it comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward a sovereignty of a nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Unquote. 1973. Now, call me crazy. It's that darn evidence that keeps getting in the way. Or I could be crazy. But with that evidence, who's crazy? Who's really crazy when you call someone crazy that's giving you evidence and you deny the evidence? Now tell me who's crazy. Those that go in denial and deny the truth, or those that see the evidence before them and say, wow, there's something there. Now, let's talk about it. And to see who's crazy. You see, somebody's got to bring this up. Somebody's got to expose it. How far back? When did it start? 1945. It began. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he expressed a typical globalist view when he stated, I quote, 1948 to 1953. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, think about that for a minute. Now, I'd love for you all to refute that. I would love for you to refute that. And I don't say that from an ego or pride point of view. I mean it so you'll understand it yourself. I ain't here for me. I promote nothing. I don't promote freeze-dried food, silver, gold, Tic Tacs, or jigsaw puzzles. I promote the Word of God. Who are you to do that? Well, I'm somebody that can read, that's who. And somebody that gives a doot or a hoot. That's who I am. That's it. No different than anybody else would. There's a lot of us out there that do. I don't get nothing for that. This costs me money. So I ain't worried about all that. God take care of me. And if it doesn't happen that way, then I can dipsy dumpster dive like the best of them. I ain't giving my soul up for nobody. Death is preserved. My soul is not for sale. You see, because it's getting down to it right now. And you Christian identity boys out there, you best look at who you're working for. When you're dealing with that racism, it don't take a two-year-old to figure that out. Or where you're heading. It ain't on the rivers of gold either, or the river, the streets of gold. It's going to hell. Racism's nothing but bad. It's being used now. Pitting the militia, white boy against white boy, is going on as far as the Bundys are concerned in Nevada. Checking you out. Trayvon Martin, the Brown issue, and other things coming up, get the racial issue going. Y'all don't see a pattern here? Now, some of y'all do. And some of y'all on the black side and the white side, y'all getting the idea, and you're trying to get to your people to try to get them off this garbage of racism and all this nut that they're using against you. And the ones doing it don't realize it themselves. Unless somebody brings it up in front of their face, well, that's what I'm going to do till I can't do it no more. Simple as that. And I ain't quitting. Only way you're going to stop me is to kill me or turn off my electricity. Then they're going to find me a darn generator. You see? Those are conditions. Those are the conditions. That's it. Non-negotiable. Now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Then we'll get down to it. Now if you can't handle it today, you may not want to listen to me. You want to listen to the truth, then stick around. But I've done this now for 5 years, and some of the things I've talked about and warned people about are happening now. Releasing felons in the population started off this past week. That's just what they're reporting. They're not telling you what they're bringing in. And I know why. And the assassination of police chiefs and all that, that's begun too already. I warned people about that. And your own cop friends, your own cop brothers, they're part of this. Freemasons on their side, they'll kill you in a heartbeat. Have a cookout with you, a barbecue, and when it comes time to fulfill the blood oath of the Freemasonry, they will kill you or set you up so fast you won't know what hit you. That you can promise and guarantee on. Because it's coming. It's been set up. And I'm dead serious with my broadcast. Sometimes I come out with some things here and there, but not meaningful, but I just got a country way about me. But I got some heavy research behind it. That's simply because I choose to. That's all. Nothing special. But y'all better get ready, because when it hits, you're not going to say, whoa, hold on there a minute now. It's not going to work that way. When this thing hits in one day, you're in it. You see, God's going to judge this world. There ain't no way around that. Too much death. 1 million people missing every year. Whew, 500,000 to 600,000 children just disappear off the face of this planet. We know where they go, but nobody's going to do nothing about it. Because they're part of it. Human sacrifice. Other things I don't even want to talk about right now, because it's too much for y'all to take in. We know where they go. We don't know the exact location, but we know who and why. Exact names, no, but we know the organizations. And they're right close to home, let me tell you. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and as I do, and then we're going to get into it today. And let God guide me. And see where it takes us. The title of today if it stays that way, because sometimes I don't know where God's going to lead me next, is methods of the Illuminati, control and manipulation. Now, that's what I got titled today. And sometimes God guides me in a different, the Holy Spirit guides me in another direction, and I just change the title of it. That's just how it works. I don't script out anything. I just go where he leads me. That's almost every broadcast I've ever done. I don't see why I should change now. So let's get moving. Lord, we thank you today for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, Lord. We thank you for his sacrifice. Father, we can be saved. Lord, we call upon you today to forgive us of our sins. We lay them before the cross. And Father, that we have unforgiven sins, that Father, you convict us of them to bring them to our mind, that we can ask for forgiveness of these sins of ourselves or our forefathers or our family members that go back generations, Lord, if we know about that. Lord, to bring those things out so we can stop that family line of Freemasonry or stop that family line of witchcraft or that curse of that goes back four generations. Lord, to show us of that somehow or another, that we can repent of that family bloodline, and Lord, to cut it off. Lord, we call upon you today to give us knowledge and discernment and wisdom to pass upon each other, that Lord, we'll share in the word, the history, the knowledge, Father, but most of all, the word of God that we're going to share today, that Father, you'll bring it unto us. And Father, to guide us today, as we explore this satanic, this Luciferian agenda, that Father, we can take it apart, and Lord, to know what to pray against. Father, we ask for opportunities that we could witness to others. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit to give us that conviction when we fall away, if we start missing off track and missing the mark, that Lord, you'll put us back on track. Lord, we pray for our veterans. We pray for those that's not veterans, that's seeking after to leave this world by suicide, that Lord, you'll find divine appointments in front of them, Lord, that will redirect them or guide them back to salvation, back to, Father, the problem, the issue, the problem that's bothering them, that, Lord, a divine appointment through a family, a loved one, or a stranger, or a song on the radio, something to take their mind off this thought of suicide. Lord, to curtail those that are even considering it. Father, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs on the veterans and on the children, that they don't need these drugs, these psychotropic drugs and antidepressants. So, Father, we know that's what's causing a lot of the breakdown of the mind and the heart and the spirit. The Father, and we know it's being done and orchestrated by design. Father, we call upon you to expose those that's doing it, Lord, that we know who to fight against and pray against. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, to protect those children that are being sought after and abducted for these witchcraft sacrifices, especially these upcoming holidays that are going to be used to mark those portals, to mark those times of murder and sacrifice that opens the portals, that, Lord, you shut them down. And, Father, to strip away the protection of the Wicca, strip away the protection of the Satanists that's in the governments and the military organizations, to strip away their protection. And, Father, to expose them to the world for who and what they are. And, Lord, for those that you know their hearts, Lord, that you'll bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and serve as a guide within these groups to cause conversions within the groups of the Wicca and the groups of the Satanists, that, Father, they'll escape and be away from the mind of Satan. And Lord, we call upon you for healing of our family members. Lord, those closest to us, the spiritual healing and the physical healing, that Lord, we can see miracles today, that you, Father, use that in the name of your Son, in the name of, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray for that. And that's why, Father, we pray for the courage to come into the churches, that the preachers, the rabbis, and priests will pull away from their religions, pull away from their false Bibles, and get back with the King James, Lord, to exalt that Bible, exalt the Holy Word of God above all. And Father, to bring to mind that salvation comes in Jesus Christ, and not a religion or a church or whatever, Lord, but it comes through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. These things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, where is the death coming from? Is it coming from Muslims? Is those mean old Muslims out there that's causing all this trouble? Is that the enemy entirely? It's the Jews. Those old mean old Jews, right? Jews in every corner, under your bed, everywhere else. Controls everything on the face of this planet, right? Wait a minute, is it the Muslims or the Jews? Gosh, I guess I'm getting confused now. I just can't keep up with all these claims out there. It's the Zionist Jews. Uh-huh. And then on the side, it's the Muslims. Uh-huh. So which is it? Is the Jews doing it or the Muslims doing it? Somebody make up your mind, you smart guys out there. Which is it? Oh, no, another case, it's the Freemasons now. Oh, it's the secret societies now. Oh, okay. So the Muslims control the secret societies, the Jews control the secret societies, or secret societies control them? Uh-huh. I got it. Or it's the Knights of Malta, maybe. Who is it? Has anybody ever thought that maybe it's organized? That there's somebody up there pushing buttons, causing everybody to fight each other? Has that ever crossed anybody's mind? That all this blame getting passed around to different groups, that you can't just make up your mind which one it is? You ever thought about that? They've got it so completely organized and such like a spider's web that it just makes you so tired. Oh, I just can't. I'm just going to play a game of golf. Or I'm going to go watch this weekend. I started to study this stuff, but I just rather watch cars go around in circles for 500 miles. And then we'll watch football all weekend. And then we get done with football all weekend. Then some nights when there's not football, I play my fantasy football on TV or whatever y'all play fantasy football with or something or another. I don't know what. Just to keep you busy so you don't put it all together. You see, this is what's going on. Well, the ones in charge are identifiable. They have a ranking structure second to none. Matter of fact, they established the ranking structures of every military, every intelligence agencies, education, politics, secret societies, are all under control. By supernatural, you think humans have this intelligence to do this? Heck no. When a family member dies as a king or queen, you think they would go another direction, right? No. They keep up with the same agenda. Isn't that something? How is that? They've had secret societies, Knights of Malta, Freemasons. It goes back to Nimrod. Knights of Malta doesn't, but the Freemasons, they do. Nimrod was the first Antichrist. He was the first Freemason that learned the royal secrets of Freemasonry, the real secrets. And let me tell you something. It's not hammering a nail and putting mortar on a brick. That's not the secrets of Freemasonry. Freemasons hid their skills. They were very skillful in building. Stonecutters, etc. That's what it says in the Bible, but other Bibles call them Masons. They changed the names in other Bibles. Interesting. So they use Freemasonry as a cover. Nimrod knows the secrets of, knew the secrets of sorcery, witchcraft, as do the Freemasons today. Freemasonry is not just a knowing how to make glue or knowing how to make concrete and mortar and hammering a nail and a piece of wood. Oh, no. It's about alchemy, manipulation of particles, molecules. It's called witchcraft, murder, mayhem, and control. But they're nothing but the foot soldiers of a higher level. They don't know that yet. And they will be murdered. They will be executed. Once they're complete, once they've done their job, they will die. This is listed in their protocols. It would do the members of Freemasonry to explore that possibility because it is a definite possibility. It's a promise, actually. Not only does the Bible confirm it, Psalms 34:21, but the Illuminati confirm it too in their planning, the protocols, chapter 15, tells you exactly what's going to happen to all the secret society members once they've completed their agenda of wiping everybody else out, pretending to be Christian, pretending to be Mormon, pretending to be something that they're really not, because they've taken a blood oath against God and taken a blood oath to lie to God in the name of God. Can you imagine? Well, I've got them word for word. I've got the steps exactly for first, second, third degree masonry data, circa date 1955. Darkness Visible by Hannah. Family, there's a bigger picture going on. Those of us that are watchmen, our role is not to sleep until that end comes. We're not to stop for no reason. No reason, nothing to get in the way except death. That's it. I take it very serious. I took it serious as a Marine, when I was a Marine. Now I see the truth. I just switched allegiances to the truth, and that's Jesus Christ. He just happens to be the Creator. I don't have a problem with that. If anybody else does, that's your problem, not mine. I think I'll stay with the Creator than I would any organization. I still hold dear what I've learned in the Marines, and I still hold dear the approach of things I look at and the way I go about things I learned in the Marine Corps. Not to give up. Not to stop. To go full steam ahead. Even if it means go right in the middle of them. I still hold that dear. But I've learned a little bit more than I knew in the Marine Corps. Matter of fact, there's other Marines. Major General Smedley D. Butler went public against war. And he was a 3-time Medal of Honor winner. He learned the truth. There's several others, actually, that have. And JFK learned the truth. And you play that speech that he said before they assassinated him, the Illuminati and the Jesuits, of lying murderers that they are. And yet people just poo-poo it, for lack of a better word. They just downplay it like it didn't exist, like it didn't really say it, or they try to go play a game of golf or something. Family, this thing's sneaking up on you, and it's going to hit. Now, we can talk about Trayvon Martin. We can talk about Brown all day long if you want to. We're not going to get anywhere with it. You got to know where the enemy is and where they're coming from and what to pray against, what groups to form up to hit your congressman with, you know, petitions and just work together. You could do it, actually. You could delay it. You're not going to stop judgment of God. It's not going to happen. But it's been delayed so many times now, it's not even funny. This New World Order has been delayed since Nimrod many times. And the Bible even talks about it. In our own history, it was 1933, 1943, 1962, 63, 1972, 74, 1984, 87, 1999. We escaped a New World Order and becoming a dictatorship in the United States all those times I just mentioned. Did you all know that? Oh, I got the evidence. Well, you think every president organized that every time? No. They had a controlling hierarchy. And we have the names of them. Isn't that something? Like peeling away an onion. But what people like to do is get you talking about a tree in the forest, but don't look at the forest. Just look at that tree right there. Let's just talk about the one tree. You'll never see the forest if you don't get out of the trees. You always encounter the trees, but if you don't look at the forest, you won't see the whole picture. And what they do, each tree is fearful because they cause that each tree, 911, GMO products, Agenda 21, you're going to die today, you're going to die tomorrow, there's a meteorite coming, it's going to kill you, so forth and so on. Do you live in fear to the point you get tired of it And you say, well, just shut down. And there you go. Watch your races and go play a game of golf and putt-putt. You see? But instead, when the day comes, you say, whoop, you know, here we are. We're in it. And you start your praying. You start your planning and preparation. Hopefully you do it before then. But because when you're panicked, you can't think. If you thought about it before and in your mind come up with a plan, that works a whole lot better. But they want you so fearful that you literally just shut down and go back to your basic business they provide you for. And then when it happens, you're surprised and shocked, and they'll control you. It's clever, huh? It works every time. It always has. I believe in dissecting it before it happens. We got to bring back the United States and back the Republic and what? Okay, well, you're going to do all that, right? Going to get back the Constitution and get back the Republic and go back the way it used to be in Christmas time and all that sort of thing. Well, let me go back to what I said about, 30 minutes ago. They've had you 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 12 months, 9 months out of the year in education. They got us so brainwashed. When you finally pull out of that matrix and start seeing things, if you don't have God in your life, Jesus in your heart, Holy Spirit around you, you're going to panic out and implode. Because you'll see how vast this thing is. So I'm very cautious about giving you the whole scoop. To some people, they can't handle it. They just really can't. So what would this do for you? Well, I would say, well, gosh, if my kids are going to school and they're learning all this nonsense, evolution, all that crap, garbage, and pff, then when they come back and I get off from work at 5 o'clock, okay, or at 6 or whatever, then I'm going to say, kids, come on over here. Kids, come on, sit down a minute. What did y'all learn today? What did the teacher tell you? Well, they learned that we learned today that the Civil War is about slavery. Well, no, it wasn't. The Jesuits started that war, son. The Jesuits, the Roman Catholic Church, they started that war to put us under bondage. Huh? Oh, yeah, it's truth, actually. It's teaching the truth, and the truth will set you free every single time. So, when you go along to the cemetery, what do you see? Let's go in the section. Let's take a little imaginary walk to the section of the Korean War. Or all the dead there of our Korean War. And you'll ask yourself, why did this happen? Well, we fought for communism. We fought communism. We fought for America to defeat communism. Really? Is that what you're told? Well, all those dead bodies in Korean War in the Arlington Cemetery. Quote, as in World War II, the Chicago Tribune, this is one time that they could print articles without being hammered. They fixed this in 1960, though they controlled the Chicago Tribune after 1960s, 1950s. As in World War II, oh, now we've got two sections of dead. World War II, which there are quite a few, inclusive of every doggone civilian on both continents that went over there. You understand? You got me on that. So as in World War II, don't forget about the civilians that's killed in these wars. Inclusive. Don't forget them. Women, children, men, old folks, whatever. As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry into our first police action. Quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that would be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War, unquote. It didn't have to happen. Now that's just World War II in Korea. Wars are never fought to win. Wars are fought to continue to the next stage. The Council of Foreign Relations, since 1921, have been responsible for all the wars and death in this world. Working with the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Knights of Malta, before then, famous, every doggone one of them. Every one of them. The Council of Foreign Relations is the ones that starts the wars for murder and mass mayhem, and that's a fact. And yet they're still there. Isn't that curious? They're responsible for all the murder, mass mayhem, of all wars, and it's still operating. Nobody's closed it down. 1993, government CFR members was Bill Clinton, Albert Gore, who is a cousin of Clinton, by the way. Did you know that? As in, Kerry is a cousin of, a literal cousin of George Bush and Romney. You know they're all cousins? Did you all know that? These are cousins, family. They're not separate and different. They're the same bloodline. They could attend the same family reunion. Oh, this is confirmed. Isn't that something? And Cheney. Cheney's a doggone cousin. How about that, huh? Don't that make your toes curl a little bit? That they're all cousins in the same Merovingian bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II? They're all cousins. Colin Powell of a different bloodline. You can trace it back. You can actually trace it back to Charlemagne and King John. And further, actually. Now, that should put a little bit of attention to you or make you kind of go, yuck. That's a fact, though. Government CFR members, executive branch, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, George the Stupid Bush, and the vast majority of cabinet members since Woodrow Wilson, or family members. Family members. You got the judicial branch, legislative branch, you got the U.S. military. There were 7 top-ranking members of Joint Chief of Staff, members of the murderous CFR. How about that? And every Secretary of Defense since 1957, including Richard Cheney. Every Allied Supreme Commander between 1949 and 1987. Banking, Alan Greenspan. I finally just go on and on and on. I'm not going to bore you with all these names. I got tons and tons of names. Media, transportation, computers. You know, I got business CFR members, banking members, church. Oh, man. Education, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT. Is that high enough for you? The Devil's Horns, University of Texas, University of California, St. Louis, Rockefeller, Johns Hopkins University, University of Chicago, Miami, City College, George Washington University. That's where they get their training for the CFR and for the starting the wars. I don't want to overload you, but I'm trying to show you how vast this thing really is. To try to get you all to understand, those that don't. Now, those that do, you're probably just sitting back, well, golly, tell me something I don't know. I know you're going there. But I'm just sort of getting warmed up. Those that know me know I get warmed up, and I just let the words flow when I bring things out as I go along. Some of you don't want me to unload. If you're taking notes, well, I don't know what to tell you. Good luck. Because sometimes I get on a roll, and I just don't shut up. I'm trying to slow down a little bit and look at the roses and all that sort of thing and so forth and so on. But, family, this goes so deep. It's amazing. It actually amazing. I learn something new every day. And I personally pray against some of these things and people and for them at the same time. Once I start getting, you know, all angry and emotional about it and all that sort of silly stuff, that you get loose yourself. You know, you lose yourself. But the thing is, you got to pray for them too. You really do. The Council of Foreign Relations, I don't think even some of the people on the Council of Foreign Relations know this. You see, that's the interesting part about it. They don't even know. they don't know that they're also involved in this. There's like a it's kind of like an onion that you peel. I've talked about this before. You peel the onion, and each layer does not know what the next layer knows. They just don't know. And they're not going to ask the questions because of fear, mainly, or they're too tied up in what they're doing. So they don't ask the questions. Well, what are we doing this for? CIA, you definitely don't. They will kill you if you get too patriotic or too inspired, but you're trying to help America and all this and all that sort of thing. And do the right thing. I'm going to go after the commies. But you don't realize that the commies and the CIA and the FBI and the KGB and ISI and Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, family, they work together. It's like a family pretending not to. You understand this? This is a fact. I have evidence of this. Oh, absolutely do. About moving the Mujahideen from Afghanistan to Croatia was done by the Saudi intelligence, Iranian intelligence, CIA, ISI, and Turkish intelligence, working together to bring jihad to Bosnia in the late 80s. 10,000 Mujahideen. I got reports, official reports on this. You understand this? I know that the MPRI, a group out of Virginia, that retired military personnel, that's advisors, were working both the Albanian terrorists and with the Macedonian authorities at the same time. I know for a fact I got reports on that too. Long story short. And I bring this out so they'll know. We know. And so they'll hear it from someone else that's neutral. And I am neutral. If they don't believe me, they can look it up themselves. CFR, at the highest level, are nothing more than murderers. Literally, they're responsible for every grave since 1919, 1921, every grave in Arlington from that date on. Literally, they are responsible for that. Here's evidence of how they're sneaky.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller. The Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Why should they laugh at that, and why would he not mention that? I see it real funny, but why would they do that? Because they know. There is evidence right there. And the CFR gives directions to the White House and all your staff, all the secretaries of state of this, that, and the other, comes from the Illuminati called the Council of Foreign Relations.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. Shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition, if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
And what they should be doing, let me tell you, that was not Joan of Arc. Now, how are they doing this? I purposely today started off slow. I'm just kind of, this is Monday, just taking it nice and easy, you see. I don't want to overload anybody, especially me. Now, I'm going to be doing this all week, but I'm going to be going slow all week either. Today's slow, kind of laid back in my own way, and I've done it on purpose. You got to know who the enemy is. Otherwise, you're going to live in fear. If you know who the enemy is, even if they're coming at you, you don't have as much fear as if you have the fear of the unknown. The unknown is what they want to keep you in the state of, is unknowing, to cause you more fear. And this is at the highest level of government. Now, I'm laying some groundwork here for the next 20, 30 minutes, maybe 40, maybe 30. And then I'm going into some news up to date, so you'll sort of see where the news today, what's going on today, fills in their agenda. I'm going to tell you some things that you're not going to like. I'm going to tell you some things that's going to, you're just going to sit there and scratch your head until you got a ball place. But everything I'm telling you today, I've got evidence for, and evidence for. You see, history is a lot of bunk. In my old days, before I was born again, I'd use another word. Especially when I was angry, I'd use a whole lot more different words. But I watch my words today because I'm a different person, sort of, than what I used to be. As I'm sure there's a lot of other people the same way when you're born again. But it's a struggle every day for some of us. Because sometimes we just want to let go, you know. But that don't solve a thing. Anger doesn't. Jealousy, lust, greed. These are the deadly sins, which I'm going to talk about in Bible studies coming up this week. I'm going to dissect them for those that want to attend the Bible studies. And once you dissect it, you learn how to deal with it. Just like you do the Illuminati. The reality. To take back America is what the goal is. To take back America. Okay. So that means you got to reverse 18 years of training and education. You got to reverse the control of the Council of Foreign. You got to get rid of the Council of Foreign Relations. You got to get rid of what controls D.C. that you just heard. You have to eliminate. Go in and put boards up on the doors and fire everybody there. You understand? Get rid of all the Freemasons and Jesuits in the government. You understand what kind of job that is? You don't have anybody to do it. These people got to get realistic. We're going to bring back Republic. You never had one. bring back the Constitution. We got to. You don't have one. That's a reality. These judges, lawyers, senators, they're lying to you. They're under a blood oath to lie to God and to their family. They're under a blood oath to lie to their family. You understand this? I want them to hear it, to acknowledge it, to say, well, I don't like this guy on the radio. Well, at least you're hearing it, because now hopefully you'll be convicted and renounce the blood oath and get back to your families. No secrets in your families. Your wife, husband, whatever. Wife, assuming you're male Freemason, is more important than anything you're doing at work or anything else. Keep a secret from your wife, or if you're Eastern Star, from your husband or whatever, I don't know, is not a good thing. And belonging to a satanic Luciferian organization, well, do the math on that one. You know, if you're a hitman or if you're you're working for this other evil group, you know you're not going to win. And the unknown is where your soul is going to go when you die, and you know you're going to die. Where's your soul going for eternity? It's not going to just annihilate. You're going to live in heaven or hell for eternity. That's a long time. Matter of fact, I can't say a long time. It's just long, because there's no time there. Your soul, the energy that comes inside that body, it don't die. The body does. Then you're given a new body. That's another story. You better not play with this, because God ain't playing. I'm talking to some people out there, and they know who I'm talking to. Don't you? Surprised, aren't you? In any case, here's what they call the humanism. Humanism is based on a Luciferian agenda. Now, I'm going to give you all their plans. I know what their plans are. I got 40 of them. That's not counting the specific plans and objectives. I got specifics. Other names involved is Rhodes family, the Carnegie, the Morgans, Rockefellers, Whitney, Lazards, Grinfield. All these are, and it just goes on and on. They control government, banking, military, industry, media, education leaders. And you know, we were warned specifically by JFK. There's a 19-minute speech. I'm not going to play that today. If I get any requests for it, I can, but you can find it yourself if you want to. JFK, I've got the complete 19-minute speech, full one, and I got a good summarized one. He warns us about it before they killed him. His own family authorized it. The Kennedys are Illuminati. He's the president that told the truth.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
William Cooper, JFK, Barry Jennings,
not praised. No expenditure is
Martin Luther King,
no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Malcolm X,
no president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Family, there was an operation put out by the CIA called Operation Mockingbird. I'm not going into details on that, but according to congressional reports published in 1976, CIA currently maintains a network of several hundred foreign individuals around the world who provide intelligence for the CIA and at times attempt to influence opinion through the use of covert propaganda. These individuals provide the CIA with direct access to newspapers, periodicals, scores of press advisory services, news agencies, radio, television stations, commercial book publishers, and other foreign media outlets. In addition to that, though, they provide their own programs under the guise of truth tellers. And they tell you 80% truth, 90% truth to hook you. Then they crook you the other 20%. They get you to trust them. Then they deviate and take you on a wild goose chase. Now, I'm going to lay out, and I'm doing it slow today, taking my time, because we have another hour to go, and we got all week long, hopefully. One never knows, one never knows, about the agenda of the Illuminati, Jesuits, CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, and just a host of other agencies that control our lives. They're coming up shortly with a financial reset of the U.S. current, or the world currency. You're going to have an disclosure of some extraterrestrial nonsense, but it's going to shock the world. It's coming. And that's going to change your life as you know it. It's on the way. Everything's been prepared for this time to get you ready. And each time they have a false flag or they have a situation, an incident that they've created to test the American public, and in some cases the world public, to see where you are in the scheme of things. That's how they do it. Now, what I want to do is break down the Illuminati plans. And that way, you won't be shocked. I'm going to do this all week. I'm going to talk this week about Gardasil, for example, and how Gardasil is designed to sterilize your children, boys and girls, starting at 9 to 12 years old. I think that's a problem. Now, other people may just want to poo-poo it if they want to, but that would involve you saying, oh, honey, you're not going to get the HPV vaccine. I don't want you sterilized. I want grandchildren. Now, to me, that would be important to a family. I don't know, is it? Because it's exactly the impact this is having on children today. It is stopping reproduction. It's called sterilization by design. You see. And the other thing, there's 22 to 26 suicides per day of our military personnel, only on military personnel. 80% of those have not seen combat, and 60% have not been deployed. So where is this part about PTSD could fit in, by the way? So why the 20 to 26 suicides per day? Why? Well, because it's being orchestrated. I would find that kind of a problem, too. When we're going to lose 100 vets this week out of suicide because it's being orchestrated. To me, that's a problem. It's a problem that I know the Joint Chief of Staff is fully aware of and are allowing it to happen by design. Because they belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations belongs to Illuminati. The Illuminati want you dead. Now, to me, that's kind of a problem. Some people may not think so. Maybe a game of golf is more important. I don't know. Or watching cars go around in circles 500 times is really fun. But to me, this other part is a problem. And it affects your life individually. That, to me, is a problem. You see, now I'm going to tell you all some things this week that you're not going to quite believe, but it would behoove you to, first of all, doubt everything I say and then challenge it and find out for yourself. Let's do it that way. I've said this before. I don't know how else to say it. Because it's going to affect what you tell your children. It's going to affect what your children will end up in the future. That, to me, is important. You see? So I don't kid around on this show. I don't joke and I don't carry on and I don't talk about nonsense. Everything I tell you is going to have evidence behind it. And I just don't like blibber blabber and chitter chatter and just short talk and small talk. I'm not into all that mess. I get to the business, get through it, and move on. Because we got things to do. There's a saying of a certain quote by Margaret Sanger. Roe versus Raid. Well, there's a time, I don't have it exactly the date, but Miss Sanger here, at some time and point, at some point in time, she had said a quote, roughly to the effect, she wished she had never did this. It opened up a whole something amount of demons. She regretted what she did because she found out what it's really for, what the abortion is really for, what family breaking up is really for. She somehow discovered it and wished she'd never started it. I don't have the exact quote in front of me or the date, but she said this at one time after her activities. She realized what she did. Now, I'm going to tell you all, and I'm going to give you examples of what they've done from the beginning. What they've used, and they've set up and established to control the world. And the weapons they've used, besides way past war. War is only one little bit. The methods of Illuminati control and manipulation fall under the following categories. And as we go along this week, I want to give you examples. Now, I just brainstormed this in a matter of 15 minutes. This is not complete by no stretch of imagination. But I have to give you exact evidence to show you how they've done it. In category, they have used and set up with objectives, goals, deadlines specifically. But general category is the following. Education, politics, art, beauty, and harmony is one. Science, which includes like TV, computers, cars, atomic energy. You know the cars, they always have these defects, right? So I'm going to tell you something about that. They get money off of that. Off of deaths. They make money on life insurance off your dead troops that you don't know about. Your dead troops also have a bank account the day they're born that you don't know about up in Switzerland. It goes back to the 1920s. Using humans as collateral, in 1933 it began. Accepted for value, they call it. So they get life insurance policy from your dead soldiers and Marines or whatever. And they get the money they have in their bank account up in Switzerland. I got the quote from Edgar Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson, how they set it up. I have the quote from Woodrow Wilson. So they make, you can't even imagine how much money they make off of dead soldiers that you don't know about. Well, car accidents, they also collect, and they use the car accidents to make money. They anticipate so many people going to die from defects in the cars. They know it, and they anticipate the deaths, and this is part of the ritual sacrifice and death of human beings. Do you understand this? Abortions are used for sacrifice, not... They mask it with, it's a moral issue, it's a religious issue, moral, economic, it's a social issue. No, it's none of those. It is designed that these children die for a sacrifice to their god Moloch through Freemasons. That's why you have doctors, nurses that are Freemasons or witchcraft. That's fact now. This is the deeper part of what's going on today. Now, some of the weapons, so cars account for so many dead sacrifices. That's what it is. It's crazy, I know, but it's true. Now, here's some of the weapons they've used. And I'm going to give you exact, before you leave, I'm going to give you exact exact way they're doing it. Here's the categories that they're using as weapons specifically. Sex, racism, feminism, as funded by the Rockefellers, confirmed by Russo. There's a quote, there's a interview he gives to somebody, I don't know who, but I don't go along with the interviewer, but I do go along with what Russo said, and they murdered him anyway. He talks, confirms that feminism was created to divide and separate families. That was the purpose of it. You put the culture under bondage. Then you give them a movement or religion as step number two. Step number two, by the way. That gives them courage. It's monitored. They put people in the groups to bring people together because they got a common goal to get freedom. Family, this is planned out at Tavistock. You understand this? And then when they get the bondage, they get the movement or the religion, they get the courage, then they go for independence. This is monitored, maintained, and planned over 20, 30, 40, 50 year period. Do you understand this? This is by evidence, family, by evidence of how it's being done. Sex, racism, feminism, war. All wars are pre-planned, and history is already written. Albert Pike, before 1971, planned three world wars to take place in the 20th century. Two of them went exactly as planned, with some exception of World War II, which I won't go into right now. These were pre-planned before 1870. A letter from Albert Pike to Manzini. It's a real letter that confirms these three wars. I'm not going to go on each one I'm talking about now. I can do a program on. I can't do it right now. Racism, feminism, war, the food products, GMO and all this and all that. Diseases. Family, HIV was created in a laboratory, Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the late 70s. It's created. Ebola comes from this. And the Guillain-Barré syndrome comes from a designed disease. Do you understand this? Created, design, not, you know, something natural. This is done on purpose. Drugs. I have to tell you about that, do I? Education. Politics. Art, beauty, and harmony. Harmony, beauty, and the arts, they call it. Science. Money and economics. Do I have to tell you about that one? Philosophy, which is to hide the truth about Jesus and to hide the truth about the scriptures. Has it come up with philosophy? Philosophy is a worthless course. I took it in college. It's all I could do to keep my eyes open. I had to bring toothpicks, break them in half, and put them underneath each each eyelid. Philosophy is a worthless course. Only thing you get out of philosophy, when I went to some of the parties, I never used drugs. I used moonshine. But drugs I didn't touch because I didn't like smoking. You know? I played football, and I didn't like the drugs. If you want to get me on something, get me on illegal moonshine. So there you go. Na-na-na-boo-boo. But I never heard such educated philosophical discussions under the control of drugs as anything. I guess it's the only time you could really discuss philosophy is when you're under control of drugs. Hell yeah. Religion is used specifically. All religions. Jesus is not about religion. And neither is the King James Bible. It's not about religion. It's about your redemption and your salvation. That's it. All the other Bibles, with evidence, every Bible except for the King James, with evidence, is corrupted through Freemasons, Origen, or Jerome. Going back to the 3rd century and the centuries after that, the Bibles are corrupted, and they can be demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt. The King James is the only true Bible. No one has ever refuted that, ever. Bloodletting, the Red Cross. Oh, I could tell you some stories about that. Socialism, created by the Vatican. Nazism, created by the Vatican. Fascism, created by the Vatican. Communism, created by the Vatican. Marxism is linked up to socialism. And the religion of Islam, family, was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Fact. Y'all see kind of a pattern here by chance? Oh, I got the details now. I'm just getting to it. If I don't get them I won't get them all. It'll be all this week. We'll be covering this in various different ways. Now, Let me give you some specifics. I do believe him because they're required to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's one of their weaknesses. Their strengths are they tell you, but they tell you in such a way that people don't believe it. They put it out in front of your face every day. Or they say it right up front, and you just say, well, look, this can't be a secret because they're showing it to us. But then when you know the secret, then you know where you get your information from. You reverse it on them. Well, Dr. John Coleman, a member, I forgot whether it's even MI5 or MI6 of British, he lays out the 21 goals of the Illuminati. Now, those areas I told you about specifically, watch this. One of the goals, number one, to establish a one-world government, new world order, with a unified church and monetary system under direction. Does that sound a little bit like the Bible, maybe? A one-world religion and a one-world government? The one-world government began to set up its church in the 1920s and 1930s, and they realized the need for religious belief inherent in mankind must have an outlet. Set up a church body to channel their belief in the direction they desired. Let me give you specifics. Specific is this. Now, that's what he says. But I don't stop there. You all that know me, you know what I do. Here's what I did. I did deeper research. I found me a book that's confirmed called The Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto, 1955. You can't find this thing too many places. By Emanuel Josephson. I got the original. Well, one of the original editions. And it talks specifically, and it's unrelated to what I just read you about 21 goals. It goes something like this. This is after the Rockefellers hired this detective agency to break up this marches against the coal industry. And they were trying to take over the coal industry back in before 1920s and through the 1920s by murder, the Rockefellers did. They hired a company called Baldwin Detective Agency. And matter of fact, they played a role in a prominent family here in Mount Airy and in Hillsville, Virginia, called the Allen family. The Allen shootout in the courtroom. That's another story. Well, they're a part of this, I found out. To get rid of major families that they couldn't control, they killed them. You understand this? And they set them up on purpose. Now, this Allen family was a little bit rambunctious anyway. They weren't hard to get rid of. But they caused this to happen. Hunted them down and made sure they died. Well, based on the religion part, here's what I found out. Quote, Emanuel Josephson. Now, oh, wait a minute. They were responsible, Baldwin was responsible, hired by Rockefellers, a massacre in Mattawan, and there's a massacre of men, women, and children in West Virginia, coal miner camp. Those people massacred women and children. You understand this? And there was an outrage in Colorado Fuel and Iron Massacre of their workers that was funded by the Rockefellers. You know, just like that, no big deal. So when they have a massacre, they have something they're caught at, what they do is they have a fundraising to help the families. It takes a little bit of heat away from them. You see how it works? Well, here's what happened. Quote, whenever under attack, the Rockefellers made such financial gestures, particularly to religion. In the early part of this century, and we're talking, this is written in 1955. In the early part of this century, following the outraged outcry of the nation, the brutal Colorado Fuel and Iron Massacre of their workers. They, Rockefellers, set up the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. Laura Spelman was the mother of somebody or another that they, I'm not going to go into detail. but she was one of the Rockefellers, married to somebody that was important and whatever. So they set up the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial to help the victims. All right, here we go. Quote, quote, "It initially was entirely devoted to charity and support of churches. But as soon as public attention was diverted, its monies went to support of subversion and the Illuminist Communist conspiracy under the direction of Beardsley Rummel, R-U-M-L. See what they did? Continuing, quote, "They also launched Billy Sunday on his evangelical revivalism break." See, he was poor, but he was evangelizing tens of thousands, if not more. He lived out of his car. He didn't even have a house, home, or nothing. He had a car he lived out of. Well, they saw this. They said, "Now we need to get control of religion." Yeah, you see. So they did. They bought him a house, gave him a car, a new one, introduced him to mayors, governors, and that was the death and destruction of Billy Sunday. You find it in the movie, actually. Well, that's what they did. Well, continuing on, listen. "They also launched Billy Sunday on his evangelical revivalism in that era, as they're now doing with Billy Graham," unquote. See, they, Randolph Hearst's Rockefellers funded Billy Graham in 1949, 1950. He became a Jesuit sometime in the 50s and a 33rd degree Freemason. That's how they control religion. That's why they're controlled and connected to the Vatican and the Jesuits and the Pope. Continuing, Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, who created this Illuminati plan, May the 1st, 1776. Oh, yeah. Passed on to Manzini and Clinton Roosevelt, who passed it on to Karl Marx. Yeah, buddy, I got all the documentation. I do. I have the actual documentation. Clinton Roosevelt, 1841. The Science of Government, founded on natural law. I got a copy of it. Slam dunk. He passed it to Manzini, Karl Marx, to write the Communist Manifesto. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit priest. If you don't know already, Jesuits are Roman Catholic. But the Roman Catholics don't know this. Continuing, Weishaupt was the creator of the World Revolutionary Movement, May the 1st, 1776. That's Weishaupt. Weishaupt taught his followers well the value of using religion and philanthropy as a cover for the conspiracy. Rockefeller's chief Protestant philanthropy ran by kinsman John Foster Dulles. You ever heard of Dulles Airport? Yeah, there you go. The Federal Council of Churches of Christ was pronounced by Naval Intelligence in 1936 to be one of the most subversive, dangerous institutions in the country. Unquote. Well, around 1940 time frame, guess what they did? Did you know that they changed the name of the Federal Council of Churches that was pronounced as one of the most subversive, dangerous institutions in the country to the National Council of Churches, which is underneath the World Council of Churches, which is controlled by the Vatican and the Illuminati? Now you got it? So if you have a church pastor or whoever belonging to the National Council of Churches, he's dirty. If he's not dirty, he's being misled. If he's controlled by the 501c3, the government owns your church and tells your preacher what he will preach and what he won't preach. What Bible he'll use, what Bible he will not use. That's how the church and state connect, that you don't know about. If your pastor tells you no, he's a liar or he's completely deceived. No doubt about it. And what they're not doing in the churches is they're not preaching to their fellow Freemasons inside that they got to renounce that blood oath and get the curse off their family. because they're probably looking for a job and working at McDonald's as a manager, maybe. That's how it's really done. That's the reality. When's it going to stop? You ever heard of the tribulations? Any questions on that? Number two, to bring about utter destruction of all national identity and national pride, which was primary consideration if the concept of a one-world government was to work. And that's John Coleman. Well, that's what he says. Oh. Well, 1948, 1953, before John Coleman was even probably born, Brock Chisholm said, director of United Nations World Health Organization, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. How much more evidence do you need? Because I got a whole lot more. Man, I could just bore you to death with quotes, dates, names, and places for the next 2 hours if I wanted to. Number three, to engineer and bring about destruction of religion, and more specific, especially the Christian religion, with one exception, their own creation, as mentioned above. The common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, it goes back centuries and centuries, secular humanism and Marxism, Leninism, is the following. Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. That is why there are eliminating prisons today. You don't think it's not going to affect your life? Well, already, they started it, doggone it. When are people going to start listening to what the heck I'm saying? Darn, this is frustrating as a dickens, I tell you what. Man, it just torques my jaw something awful. Did you all know, doggone it, that DHS, as of August the 24th, article, oh, that was yesterday. Imagine that. DHS releases convicted killers onto American streets. The system is broken. The Obama administration says it had no choice but to release almost all of this 169 immigrants and homicide convictions that were let back into the streets last year, claiming that court decisions gave officials no choice in the matter. Well, Tom, that's only 169. Well, in 2006, California was releasing 50,000, and Midwest are releasing 50, 60,000 under the guise of budgets being cut out of prisons. And you know what they did? They got jobs in law enforcement, and you know how they did it? Because they falsified their dadgum cotton-picking records. And then the police chiefs are keeping their mouths shut because they're Freemasons under a blood oath. So they let the felons come into the police departments, infiltrate, and they're the ones that's doing the shootings, the dog killings of family dogs and all that. And all this going on, they're the ones doing it because they're told they're going to have a carte blanche. Now, you don't believe me? Go to Hardin, Montana about 3 or 4 years ago. Hardin, Montana. You had a national police force, American police force, which is a national police force coming, but a sample took over a department up there in Hardin, Montana. And the leader of it was a 15-time loser who was a Serbian. And their logo was a Serbian coat of arms. And also discovered a botched operation, but wasn't botched, it was a planned operation of an exercise of landing 25 to 27 paratroopers in and around a correction facility that they said, oops, we made a mistake. And they had plastic rubber bullets when they landed. Family, that was a practice takeover of a prison. They're going to release and close down all prisons nationwide. You know why? Because the theology of the New Age movement, what we're talking about here, one world religion, is that there's no more prisons. That when you commit a crime, it's okay. It's just you learning your experience on this earth. This is what they believe. So you new agers that think you're going to have your new Christ consciousness and all that sort of thing, and everybody's going to sing around the campfire and hold hands and do yoga and cook marshmallows, I got news for you. They're releasing tens of thousands of felons on the streets. And you know what that do? That require martial law to get it under control. And you'll want it. What that does? It gives them the new world order. Y'all better do a lot of praying. Because this is all planned out. And Jesus is coming back and will step on them too. To engineer and bring about destruction of religion. And that's exactly what the Humanist Manifesto says. Quote, deny the sanctity of individual human life. Here come the abortion. Here come the HPV vaccine to sterilize your children. And y'all just sit there. And these doggone cowardly doctors and nurses say, well, a child needs to get a vaccine. And then if you mention this, they think you're crazy. Say, oh, you're just, yeah. Well, they're under a blood oath and witchcraft, literally, or Freemasonry, not to tell you the truth. That's a problem. Humanist Manifesto, quote, claim they can only be successful in creating the utopia by establishing a one world government or new world order. And quote, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Because the family puts restrictions on the children of free thinking. You old parents, how dare you teach these kids discipline? Just like Dr. Pierce said. Dr. Pierce said, create the international child of the future. As I read to you a little while ago. I got some newcomers. Dr. Pierce sums it up very well in front of 2,000 teachers. In 1973, he said, now it makes sense to you, right? Every child in America, 1973 this is, in front of 2,000 teachers, and nobody got up to walk out. I don't see why 2,000 teachers didn't get up. Walk out. Sign a petition to have this fruitcake taken off the Harvard staff and disbar him. Well, dismedical him or whatever y'all do with medical doctors. He needs to be out there working at McDonald's or somewhere he can work the best at. Dr. Chester M. Pierce is one stupid individual. He's evil. Total evil. Family, but nobody did a thing. He said, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward a sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future. Unquote. Why do y'all stand by and let this happen? Why don't somebody at a level do something right? Paul Branwen, Wine, Weenie, Branwen, whatever, B-R-A-N-D-W-E-I-N, who cares? An influential educator taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California, and stated the American family structure produces mentally ill children. And you all out there, the families or whatever, just let these people talk, run their chops, and not take them out of business. They need to be on the street looking for work. Because being teachers isn't their profession. Number 4, to establish the ability to control each and every person through means of mind control and what Zygmunt Brzezinski called technotronics, which would create human-like robots and a system of terror which make Felix Dzerzhinsky's Red Terror look like children at play. Mind control. I trace this back to 1973. I got a copy of the project. Actually, it goes back to the 1950s. But the copy of the project I have, the actual title of it, Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzbell. Old Ralph. His brother Robert Schwetzbell. Schwitzgebel of Harvard. Oh, there's Harvard again. Hey, Harvard. You Luciferian fruitcakes. Yeah. Professor Ralph K. Schwitzbell and his brother Ralph and Robert. They wrote and did a study on human beings that had implanted devices and transponders that would deliver an electrical shock to their body if they had a sexual response. With this device, as a test case from prisoners that were homosexual, a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted inside the brain or body, whoo, it's kind of smart, can monitor and transmit conversations, locations, and even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. And the report, which I have a copy of, by the way, explains that sewed up inside the subject's body, ooh, that's got the smart band, along with a transponder, will be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. Now, I know that hurts. The device could deliver punishment, ouch, to the offender anywhere in the world in 1973. So, in this test case, see, they believed the social or cultural or political rehabilitation began inside the nervous system of the citizen. How about that? That was 1973. Now, I know they had devices and methods even before that. Do you know that device is a tattoo today? It's not a device sewed up inside. It's slapped on your skin. How about that? It's slapped on the outside of your skin. And you can even have your favorite superhero in a tattoo slapped on the side of your skin and show it to your friends at school and at college and all those places. Huh? You could do that. Not a problem. Show it off at school. Except there's a little bit of a problem with it. It can kill you anytime they want to. They just don't tell you that. Do y'all know that? Do you think you might want to know that? You think that you might want to tell your kids that something or whatever? That having Spider-Man tattoo is not really a good thing? Now y'all understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, antidepressants, ADHD, that's a fraud. They made these things up. So Sigmund Freud, his nephew was Edward Bernays. The things they set up is unbelievable to control mankind after their time. You see, this is what I try to tell people. How about this?
Look, I joined the Scrappy Underdog team. I like that environment. And I'll tell you, we got to do a lot of epic shit when I was at DARPA. And it was clear that I wanted to do more of that. And so I'll tell you a little story of my second interaction with Dennis. With the increased risk that comes with that, you actually yield results less often. But that's not been my experience. In fact, when you take on a really bold vision like that...
You have brought a couple of things that you're...
Here we go.
It's called...
The Advanced Technology and Projects Group, ATAP.
Your Advanced Technology
yep.
team that Dennis hired you wisely, by the way, to do. You've brought a couple of things that you're working on. And can you talk about them? Can you show them and talk
about
them?
Sure. Well, lots of people talk about innovation in this space as if the big innovations already happened. I think that's a lack of imagination, frankly. There are so many unsolved problems And there are so many opportunities that can be realized by the advances in the tech here. So let's just take one really important problem, one driving application, in this case, authentication. Authentication is irritating. In fact, it's so irritating only about half the people do it, right? Despite the fact that there's a lot of information about you on your smartphone, which makes you far more prone to identity theft than if you didn't otherwise have it there, right?
So you're talking about passwords and pins and the drawing patterns and
Well, sure. Look, after 40 years of advances in computation, we're still authenticating basically the same way we did years ago. In fact, it's gotten worse because now you don't do it once a day or twice a day. The average user does it 39 times a day, and it takes them 2.3 seconds every time they do it. Power users would do it up to 100 times a day. So what are we doing about that? Well, we're thinking of a whole variety of options for how you could do better at authentication. So you can start with nearer term things like tokens or fobs that might have NFC or Bluetooth embedded in them. But you can also think about a means of authentication that you could simply wear on your skin every day for a week at a time, say an electronic tattoo. Now, we're talking about wearables. Everybody's interested in wearables. I'm profoundly interested in wearables. And what I will tell you is that there are we've made a lot of advances in wearables, but there's still some fundamental problems that we haven't solved. Like one of them is the mechanical mismatch between humans and electronics, right? So electronics are boxy and rigid, humans are curvy and soft. That's a mechanical mismatch problem. Well, a researcher at the University of Illinois, his name is Dr. Rogers, what he discovered is that he could use standard CMOS techniques to make islands of high-performance silicon connected by accordion-like structures that would allow it to stretch up to 200% and still be performing. And what he did is he founded a company, and they started making electronic tattoos. So I'm wearing one here on my arm.
Do we have a camera to get a...
This is a developmental system made by MC10, and it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. Now, it may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. Right?
And that can have a design, right? Because
they
would certainly want some kind of cool design.
Options. And that's something that you wear, but you could also imagine including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Mm. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte.
That's what they do.
And they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true.
So it's
really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away.
This is FDA cleared?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill was actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart beat change?
We can just tell that you've taken the pill. I mean, the medical
The
medical application.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because let's face it,
we like
you guys, but you're from Google.
Just give him some water and let him take that pill right now.
Thanks.
Maybe Dennis. Dennis, let me ask you. Does Larry make you take one of these?
It's optional.
Optional.
So we actually have demoed this working. and authenticating a phone.
Yeah.
So this isn't like total.
It actually does authenticate.
And again, this
well,
isn't.
Well, there's a lot of work to do. Yeah.
This isn't stuff that's going to ship anytime soon. But I think having the boldness to think differently about problems that everybody has every day is really important for Motorola now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people now. Again, we're trying to get the company in that mindset to think big again. And it's early, but we're excited about where it's going.
They lie. This goes back to 1973. It's just advanced since until now. Look up right now while I'm talking, or when after, whatever. Look up CDC and microchips and pills. Look what you get. Family, there's 26 suicides per day of our veterans. 26 suicides per day of those that's not been to combat, 80%. 60% have not been deployed. Where's post-traumatic stress? That means these suicides are orchestrated. Why would they do that? To set up for a military that's ineffective so they cannot stop the takeover to make us the North American Union. Now you got it. You have UN troops, Chinese, Russian troops throughout the United States as invited by our administration, the Council of Foreign Relations. You getting it? Canada the same, Mexico the same. United States colony, that's correct. There's no constitution, we're a colony. It's to be divided up into Canada, China, Mexico, and the UN on the eastern coast. That's the plan. Nixon, February the 12th, 1972, set it up. Executive Order 11647, and the following about 9 months later, the next year, to continue on with the Executive Order 11731, and to control all government departments, he set up 11495, all 1972-73, with a planned operation to declare martial law after an incident they were going to create, but he failed to do it. However, the plans he laid then were passed on to Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, another traitor by the name of Reagan, passed it on. And this is a matter of record. I'm not making up anything. I don't give a hoot about Democrat, Republican, or libertarian, or vegetarian. I don't care about none of Aryan, this, that, and the other. I'm telling you what they planned on doing. I don't belong to nobody. Someone called me one day a loose cannon. I said, you darn right I am. I'll shoot in all 360 degrees, except it won't shoot straight up, because that's where my Savior, he's at, and he's coming back down. You see, that's the way it is. I've got evidence for everything I say. Family, people got to wake up. Got to start taking charge and get off the stupid golf course. Get away from the games and all these things and get back with it. And start working on what's going on with our country. But the only way to stop anything is not stopping it, family. It's getting through to when he comes back. Now, this is where it's going by the book. Remember I told you that, give you some more evidence. Well, I don't know if I can do this right now, but I'll try. Is it went from, this went from, Nixon, 72, 74, his operation of dividing the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, with a governor and one UN administrator, balkanizing the United States. By 1974, his plans failed. He rescinded all those orders. And then he passed it on to North, Carter, and Reagan.
Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Oh, FEMA, imagine that.
Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
8487. Any questions on that? I just keep going. Now, if you go back to what I mentioned before, remember I talked about sex was going to be used. They found in May 1919 in Dusseldorf, Germany, Allied forces obtained a copy of the Communist Rules for Revolution. 84 years later, number one, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, and destroy their ruggedness. Divide people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Get control of all means of publicity, get people's minds off government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities, unquote. I got a whole bunch more here. Family, this is controlled through Tavistock, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, Council of Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, a round table group of Bilderberg, also inclusive, Gorbachev Foundation. They have meetings. They form objectives. Then they put them to use in the ways I'm telling you. And they plan decades ahead, including the wars. Now, no human has the smarts to do this. It's impossible. Family, this is proof of Lucifer. This is proof of the fallen angels that control these seven areas I've been talking about. Seven. Underneath these, all these are exact objectives I'm giving you to show you how they're really doing it. What does it affect you? You tell your child not to get that HPV. You tell your child, ask your child, what did you learn today in school? Well, we learned that evolution is nonsense, and you show them why. And you counter what that teacher tells him. And you say, what'd you learn in history today? Well, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Well, yes, son, but FDR and Churchill planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s with the Japanese elite because they're Illuminati. Here's what really happened, son, daughter, whatever. That's how it works. And you counter what they did. You counter what they teach. Is there a Santa Claus? No. You have a fairy, tooth fairy? No. If it was, I got cheated. Is there a Easter Bunny? No. So you lie to your kid at least once a year. And the NASA even helps it because they track this Santa Claus all over the United. Is that real? Is it real? Or does a child find out at 15 or 14, 12 that you just lied to them? And so they lie to the next family. I know this cuts into you, but what are you doing? Easter, literally, and I can prove it, Easter and Christmas are all pagan. Covered over with Christian icing. Underneath, the cake is pagan 100%. Family, I love God. I love people. I care about people. I don't like bullies. So I go after bullies. But you got to speak the truth. You got to talk about the truth. You got to raise your kids on the truth. Have I always told the truth in my life? No. I'm born again because I was one lying, cheap, adulterous individual when I was younger. I'm sorry for it, but I was stupid. Well, I'm not anymore. And I'm not lying to nobody. You want to challenge it? Please, I want you to challenge it. It's time to tell the truth and the face of what's going on. They're causing us to fight each other. Hispanic, black, white, Chinese, they're causing us to fight each other. Chaos. We want order. Oh, we have order for you. It's called the dialectic. Our order is Luciferian and humanism. But we'll bring you peace. It's okay, right? Take your little pill like DARPA said. And they got you. And they kill you at the switch, at the turn of a switch. Go ahead. I ain't doing it. Ain't getting any vaccines either. Stick up the wazoo. Family, I'm in the program. You see, when you having the free isn't truth. That's freedom. Is knowing what's coming. And the Bible tells you. Literally, if you believe the Bible, you know that God is real. And Jesus Christ is your Savior. You know what? You know more than Illuminati knows. Because you know their fate. You know what's going to happen. They don't. This is beyond top secret. This is open. With 100% chance of success. If you want to think that you can outsmart and beat the creator of this universe, oh man, good luck on that one. Because you're going to need it. Because he already knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows what you're going to do before you even have the opportunity to even find out about it. He knows what you're going to do. Now, you military-minded folks out there, how are you going to beat that? You ain't, that's why. Because the supernatural reigns. And that be God. That be the Word, who's Jesus Christ. And he knows everything going on in this entire world and everything before, during, and before it even happens. And that's called the Holy Spirit. And it's all coming around, just like he said. Mark of the Beast. World War III. Armageddon. It's all coming. Whose side you on? Because ain't but two. And the directions of the one that is the winner, Jesus, is in the King James Bible. You'll not find another one with evidence. There's no other Bible but the King James. That's why they're fearful of it. Because it's got the power. That's God's word right there. It comes from God. It's in it. He said it. It's going to happen. By men who were righteous. How many? 40. How long? 1,500 years. How many books? 66 of them exactly. Not 67. Not 80. Not 61. But 66 books. 40 authors that were righteous. Men who one spoke to God named Moses, Old Testament. The others were prophets and disciples that walked with God and was endowed, inspired by the Holy Spirit, which is God also. That's it. There are no others. It don't exist. And the ones that do, coming from Satan, no matter how it comes to them. All religions are false. God is not about religion. Jesus is not about religion. He's about redemption and salvation. That's it. Not religion. Not four walls. Not a church. Where two or more are gathered, that's a church. In the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. We're coming back tomorrow. Tonight, 9 to 11 o'clock tonight. Revelation Radio Network. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Watchmen for Jesus program. Under Revelation Radio Network. Or you can come right here on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. Watchmenforjesus.com, where you are now. And listen to it there as well. If the sound is not good on Blog Talk, then come to my website. It's a little better because I'm also taping it at the same time. And listen to it and whatever. So, family, we'll see y'all tonight, 9 to 11. I'll talk about something different, of course. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock, hit the ground running. I'm going to pick up the pace now. And then tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Bible study. We'll talk about end times events as they really are going to occur, according to the Bible. It's not me. I just take it out of the Bible. As simple as that. Let y'all know, too, that we're played up at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net under John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. In New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. We appreciate him running our shows and Bible studies. Family, y'all have a good night. Don't be taking those stupid pills. They got those microchips and those psychotropic drugs and ADHD. And that's control your kids. Look it up. ADHD is a farce. We'll be back tomorrow. Tonight, 9 to 11. Tomorrow, 4 to 6. Have a good night, and God bless y'all. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the room, and Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.